Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Yesterday, I uploaded a video that was my response to the shooting in Orlando. And less than 24 hours later, it had over 115,000 views, but it was just deleted by YouTube. And I got a strike on that YouTube account, the S. Anderson 1769 account where I'd posted the video. And this just goes to show you how YouTube and Facebook and all the rest of these media outlets have an agenda just to silence any other point of view. You know, if they know that they're right, and if what I'm saying is just so ridiculous and stupid, then why do they feel like they have to silence it? Why do they feel like they have to delete my video? I mean, aren't the viewers intelligent enough to just listen to what I have to say and decide for themselves? And there was nothing radical about that video. It was just me very calmly sitting down and giving my thoughts on the incident from a biblical perspective. Just a little 3 or 4 minute video. What are they so afraid of? Why do they want to silence the truth so much on this issue? I'll tell you why. Because everybody deep down knows that I'm right. And the average person feels the same way about the issue of these sodomites that I feel. And so the only way that they can get their agenda across is just to silence the opposition and to just brainwash everyone on all fronts, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, the television, magazines, movies. I mean, they just have to cram this thing down everybody's throat and the school system and everywhere else, because it's so against nature. It's so unnatural for people to accept this junk that, you know, they can't allow people like me to give the right point of view, or it'll interrupt their brainwashing program. And so, you know, my message to them is that you can't silence the truth. You're never going to stop people from knowing the truth about this until you went and gathered up and destroyed every King James Bible. Good luck trying to do that, since there are so many hundreds of millions of copies in circulation. And so in regard to my videos, I'm actually in the process of doing something. I wish I would have known about this sooner, but apparently there's a thing called Creative Commons that I just learned about. So I'm in the process of going back and changing the status of all my videos on my main channel, S. Anderson 1611, to Creative Commons, which allows people to just really easily mirror the videos, remix them, take clips from them, and re-upload them. And so I just encourage you, if you believe in the message that I'm preaching, just to, whichever sermons on my channel you think are important, download them and mirror them on your own YouTube channel, just so that they're backed up in a lot of different places. That way, if they ever come after my main account and take down my main account with these strikes and all my content's deleted, at least it'll still be out there. None of my stuff is copyrighted, just for the record. All of my sermons are public domain, and they can be downloaded and mirrored and edited. You can do whatever you want with them, as far as I'm concerned. And so by changing them all in YouTube to Creative Commons, it makes it easier for you to do that. I think there's even a button. You can just go to the video and click, like, remix this video, and then you can just easily re-upload it to your channel or the portion of it. Back and done the last couple of weeks, because it's a big job to, you know, go into each video and change it to Creative Commons. But the last few weeks are set that way, and going forward, every video will be uploaded that way, now that I know about that format. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great day.